San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. Today's lesson is Open to Receive with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning. I am excited today. I am so jazzed. Reverend Mark, that was such an amazing meditation this morning. It just reset, recalibrated, reopened our hearts, our souls. I felt such a shift while you were leading us in that amazing meditation. So thank you. Thank you. Namaste. And so I say unto everyone today, namaste. And that's a Sanskrit word that means the divine center in me honors and recognizes the divine center in you, for we are one. And so let me anchor us in the infinite truth this morning. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We live and move and have our being within this all in all, this infinite, this eternal. And how is it that we can live and move and have our being within it? Because we are a part of it. And so today is May 3rd. We're starting a new month. Our new theme is receptivity to opportunity. Receptivity to opportunity means that we're going to be open and receptive to every opportunity that comes before us, not just for a new job, not just for something physical, but we're going to be open and receptive to every opportunity to be our true self, to be who we are, to honor and revere that divine center within us as we are on our explorations of consciousness for this year 2020. Receptivity to opportunity. Now, today's talk is open to receive, and I am open. I mean, that meditation this morning, Reverend Mark, just opened the whole space. It truly did. And for this, I am just absolutely grateful. The entire building feels different. So I want to start with this term receptivity. Now, we are a science of mind, interfaith center, spiritual center. And the things that we do here support all faiths that are open to the one truth, the one wholeness, the one power, the one presence. So we know that there is only one in this infinite universe. Now, we also know there are many different paths that people take to get to the one. And there are also many paths people are convinced to follow, thinking that they are getting to the one. And if they are misled, then our faith calls everyone to explore the truth within. We don't say you're wrong. We say be open to receive the divine guidance that is already within you. So Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. And in his textbook, he has this awesome thing called a glossary, where he expounds on these different terms. And he looks at it from metaphysics and science of mind. So where you might say receptivity is being open to receive, well, sure, yeah. But let's look at it in a more sacred sense. This is on page 626 in the textbook. Receptivity, the power or capacity of receiving impressions. The quality of being able to absorb, hold, or contain. Capacity. Okay? The Spirit can only give us what we can take. And since the taking is a mental process, it is necessary for us to accept the fact that the Spirit has already provided everything. We can increase our receptivity by treating ourselves something after this manner. Quote, there is that within me which knows, understands, accepts, believes, recognizes, and embodies. I know, and I know that I know. I believe, and am conscious that I believe. I am confident of the power of my own word and have implicit reliance upon the truth. I expect the truth to operate. End quote. In this manner, one becomes more and more conscious of a divine presence, power, and law responding to his word. Thus, one consciously builds up his receptivity of truth. His receptivity of truth. So we say, wow, you know, that's pretty powerful. That's what being open to receive is. That's what receptivity to opportunity is. When we're open to the truth. So when we're looking for anything physical or to serve us, to serve others, and we see an opportunity before us, how did that opportunity get there? How did it get there? It got there through our mental capacity, through our spiritual being aware and open, being receptive to knowing that there is only one. It is all substance. It is all supply. And therefore, we are open to see these opportunities for our personal and spiritual growth. Now, when we are open to receive these opportunities, our personal and spiritual growth naturally, moves us into seeing to the greatest and highest good for all of humankind. I said last week, never does nature say one thing and wisdom another. Never are we guided into this great opportunity to be harmed. That's not how it works. All of our opportunities are available to support us, to be fully present, to be the grocery checkout person, so that that presence is a healing presence to all that encounter us. The plumber is called on to do work on structures to support the flow of waste and water and to provide for the good and the cleanliness and hygiene of those who are using that which the plumber works on. So the plumber isn't a plumber just to make money. The grocery clerk isn't a grocery clerk just to accept money. Each of us have our pathway. And when we are open and receptive to see the opportunities that we have already been given to make a difference here and now, we can simply say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful that I am here, that I am now, that I have these opportunities to be fully present. For those close to me, those who approach me, those who just hear of me, those who hear my word, those who are blessed by the meditations that I lead. We have this great exploration in our consciousness to see that we are a walking opportunity. And so when we are receptive to all the opportunities available to us, more show up. We have more opportunities. In the beginning of the Science of Mind textbook, there is a section where Ernest Holmes is initially laying out what it is, how it works, what it does, blah, 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 when he's talking about spirit, when he's talking about the infinite. And this is in the What It Does section on page 41. We're looking at paragraphs 1 and 4. It says, spirit can give us only what we can take. It imparts of itself only as we partake of its nature. It can only tell us what we can understand. The infinite knowingness becomes our wisdom only in such a degree as we embody its intelligence. It's been said that we can know God only insofar as we become God. We can know God only insofar as we become God. Boy, doesn't that sound arrogant? Okay. This is a far-reaching thought and should be carefully scrutinized. It is to be taken figuratively and not too literally, for we cannot really become God. But we can and do partake of the divine nature, and the universe does personify itself through humankind in varying degrees according to man's receptivity to it. So what's he saying? We can know God only insofar as we can become God. We can know the mind of God only insofar as we relate to the fact that we are a part of the mind of God, as we accept it, as we are open to receive this deep spiritual truth, we partake of the divine nature. And the universe personifies itself through man in varying degrees. What that means is God is personified through you. You are a personification of the divine essence. You are a spiritual, immortal being happening to have a human experience, but you are part of the divine nature, part of the divine. In paragraph 4, Ernest says, the intelligence by and through which we perceive that there is a spiritual presence and an infinite mind in the universe constitutes our receptivity to it and decides its flow through us. He's saying, okay, the intelligence, our inner knowing that says, yeah, there's a spiritual presence here. That is evidence of our receptivity to that spiritual presence. We are open to receive this intelligence, this wisdom, this knowing that here it is. There is a supreme power. There is a divine essence. There is the universal spiritual nature that is infinite and eternal. We say that, we know that, and that says, hey, I am open to receive that wisdom. I am open to receive that knowledge. And we receive it. And the more we are open to receive it, the more we receive. And I want to turn to page 470. Because right now, we want to talk about being open to receive the spiritual truth of our being. Okay? Open to receive the spiritual truth of our being. So what is the spiritual truth of our being? Okay, the spiritual truth of our being is that we all have within us those same qualities of God that we talk about. Because the infinite is personifying itself, personalizing itself within us, right? We are personalized portions of the divine. So, what are the qualities of God? God's the one presence and the one power, everywhere equally present, expressing as certain qualities or attributes. These qualities are already the essence of our nature because our essential nature is God. As we bring forth these qualities from within and welcome them into expression in all areas of our lives, we find ourselves living our true nature, living the life of God. So what are these qualities? Abundance, balance, beauty, freedom, joy, love, order, peace, power, unity, wisdom, and wholeness. There is a handout today on the qualities of God. And it goes into what each of these qualities mean. So let's look at balance. Okay, balance is equilibrium and harmony, an aesthetically pleasing integration of elements, enough energy and time to do everything that is important to you. So this month, in our receptivity to open to opportunity and being open to receive, we can fully embrace that quality that is within us already, that quality of balance. As we balance the various elements of our lives, we can know that there is divine harmony and order and equilibrium and balance within us already. We just get to see it express itself. And if we aren't seeing balance in our lives, no problem. No problem at all. Be receptive to the opportunity. Be open to receive the expression of balance in your life. And oftentimes, it's simply changing what we're thinking about. Instead of saying, oh, everything is messed up, I've got boxes everywhere, you know, I still need the new tiles done in the floor, in the kitchen. No. Balance. Absolute harmony and balance. Everything is in perfect divine order. Everything is unfolding perfectly. There is a balance between space available and space taken up in my house. I'm good with that. And that balance is going to shift to more of these things going back in their individual places and more of the space being utilized perfectly. I'm good with that. There is balance. Let's look at power. Now let's look at unity. Unity is oneness, accord, continuity without deviation or change. Without deviation or change. Well, we're in the middle of changing circumstances. We truly are. But that's not what this is about. This is about the unity, the wholeness, the oneness of all of us. We are all one, united, because we are all part of the divine. So, what is the continuity without deviation or change? That's the spiritual truth That is the wisdom, the spiritual principles. They are changeless. God doesn't change. Circumstances change. God doesn't change. Spirit is always all-powerful. We tap into those qualities of God to remind us of the truth we already know. So we want to be open to receive the spiritual truth of our being. And so page 368 in the Science of Mind textbook, the first and second paragraphs. Well, it's not all of the first paragraph, it's just part of it. The Christ Spirit comes to all alike, proclaiming itself as the Son of God, even unto the humble in spirit. Okay? Proud of his divinity, yet humble before the greatness of the whole, Jesus spoke from the heights of spiritual perception, proclaiming the deathless reality of the individual life, the continuity of the individual soul, and the unity of the universal spirit within all men. What does that sound like? Sounds like, hey, we're a part of God. God is within us. And Jesus said so. So Jesus proclaimed his divinity through his humanity and taught that all men are brothers. He said, no man ever lived who valued, Ernest Holmes said, no man ever lived who valued the human soul more than Jesus, for he knew it to be the personification of God. Our soul within this humanity is the personification of God. Well, we just heard about that from another place. And he has this little poem. It says, I am. What more can I say? I am. It is enough. Because thou art, I am. From out of the deeps of me, I am. In and around me, I am. Over and through me, I am. O inner being, eternal and blessed, complete and perfect, birthless and changeless and deathless, I am, and evermore shall be. This, we want to be open to receive the truth of who we are, the I am within us, the truth of our spiritual being, the spiritual truth of who we are, how we are, what we are. This is part of our exploration in consciousness. This is where we are opening up. We have receptivity to opportunity to realize who the heck we are. I am grateful. I am open to receive this wisdom, same word, same knowledge that I have been open to over and over and over. And we think, well, you know, haven't you gotten it yet? Yes, I have. And every time I've gotten it with a greater understanding. Because every time we know the truth, the next time we know that same truth, we know it at a deeper level. We know it with greater subtlety. We know it with more truth, because we have been open to receive more truth. So what happens when we are open? How do these opportunities present themselves, and how do we receive what is ours to receive. Well, Ernest talks about that too. You know, Ernest talks about a lot of stuff, but Ernest talks specifically about being ready to receive. He says, when intelligence, God, makes a demand upon itself, it answers its own demand out of its own nature and cannot help doing so. How many think that sounds like God can only say yes? Spirit always says yes. The law always says yes. Well, you're right. That's true. So, I'll read that again. When intelligence makes a demand upon itself, it answers its own demand out of its own nature and cannot help doing so. In philosophy, this idea is called emergent evolution. Whenever the universe makes a demand upon itself, out of that very demand is created the fulfillment. But that can only be when the demand is in the nature of the universe. Have you ever heard that God is all good is God, and we do treatment and prayer for people for their divine order, for their greatest good, for this, for that, for the other? Nature cannot do one thing and wisdom another. All good flows. That which is not good, not of good report, not good for anybody, is stymied and stifled. It may be moving about in the world of circumstance, but it's not the truth. And it has no power to sustain itself. The only thing that can sustain itself is the truth, the spiritual truth. Who you are is a spiritual truth. Therefore, the person who believes that God is specializing for him or her is right. God is specializing for him through the law. Such a person will realize that when he says there is a divine intelligence that knows the right answer and accepts this statement as being true. Remember we talked about being open to receive the spiritual truth of who we are, and the fact that we say, yes, there is a spiritual presence means that we are open to accept that. Okay, so there is a divine intelligence which knows the right answer and accepts this statement as being true. The answer to that problem is right then and there created in mind and will be projected through his intellect whenever and wherever he is ready to receive it. It is a new creation. So God is forever doing new things. And when we conceive new ideas, it's an act of the divine projecting itself into creation. Every thought that we have, every new idea we have, is the divine projecting itself into creation through you. Every good idea you had, boom, divine projecting itself into creation. Thank you for being open and receptive to that divine idea. Thank you for having receptivity to the opportunity to share that divine idea with the world. Even if all you did was write it in your journal or tell somebody about it, you shared a divine idea. You're a prophet. You are a prophet. We all are prophets. So God is forever, forever and ever doing new things. And we, by by being here, by listening, by being open to receive this message, are a part of all that these new opportunities are for each of us. Today, you have the opportunity to be more. To be more aware of who you are. And that's very important. That's very important. God can only give us what we take, what we can take, what we may take, what we might take, what we have the ability to take. What do we want? God can only give us what we take, because Spirit has already given us everything, absolutely everything. And if we don't believe it, it never shows up in our life. The gift has already been given. You are the gift. You having life here, expressing, having the divine express itself personally through you. The divine is everything. So there is no reason why everything cannot be expressed through you. Unless you don't believe it's true. Unless you doubt. And that's okay. That's okay. We were not raised knowing this truth talked about in the world. We had an inner knowing. Everything that we think we're learning, we're actually remembering. But the thing is, I was not raised up from the time I was an infant being told, you are divine. Every breath you take is the precious breath of spirit. I was not raised that way. But that's the truth of all of us. I don't know anybody who was raised that way. So no wonder we may have doubts about what is available to us, what is truly ours, what we think we should, could, would, can, might, may accept. Ernest Holmes says on page 470, God cannot give us anything unless we are in a mental condition to receive the gift. The law cannot do anything for us unless it does it through us. Belief is absolutely necessary to right demonstration. We are on the path of experience, just waking to the real fact of our true being. As we awake, we find we are surrounded by many false conditions. But there is something within which remembers the real state. If one will sit in quiet contemplation of good as an inner experience, he will experience the good which he contemplates. He can do this only as he turns from that which is evil and dwells on the good alone. The universe will not be divided. Dwell on the good. Be open to receive that inner knowing, that inner wisdom that you are God in action. You are. And so we know, absolutely we know, that you are the divine. There is a divine intelligence that knows the right answer within you. And so every answer you seek is already there. You simply ask the question inside, and the answer is immediately available to you. If people say, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to make a choice, there is no choice to be made. Simply breathe. Simply be open to receive that which is your divine inheritance, my divine inheritance, the earth's divine inheritance, every person on this planet's divine inheritance is their spiritual nature. Let us express our receptivity to the opportunity to know that. Let us be open to receive and embrace that truth. Let us see that there is nothing to fear, for all is already handled. The answer is already there, and we are the perfect vessels for the answer to move through us. So take heart. Take heart in knowing that every idea you've got is God expressing through you. Be smart about it. Be grateful. Explore all of these great things. And so I give thanks for this day. I give thanks for this message. I give thanks for all that is. I give thanks for knowing absolutely that I am open to receive the divine truth of wholeness, of wellness, of power, of wisdom, of complete freedom from any perceived limitation, from any perceived germ, bug, virus. Nothing, none of it has the power of the divine within it. None of it. And so I stand in this truth. I stand in this power. I stand in this knowing that all is good, all is God, and so it is. Amen. Namaste.